60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before that, you know, there are lots of little things that can easily stress you out during the day. Things like when somebody else takes your favorite parking spot. Got a few of my favorite parking spots out there. And I hate it when people take them. I just drive around sometimes and check on them. And sometimes people are parked in them. Or when your cell phone battery is about to die. That's very stressful. Or your candy bar gets stuck in the vending machine.
Oh, no.
It's just right there.
That's catastrophe.
A lot of people can't handle that kind of pressure. And it turns out there are very few simple ways to de-stress whenever you're feeling completely overwhelmed. And according to a new study out of the University of British Columbia, whenever you're feeling anxious or upset, you'll feel instantly better if you sniff your significant other's shirt.
What?
Whoa. Yeah.
All right, Canada. So that's how you guys stay so calm up there.
If you don't have a significant other, I don't know what you do. Just find someone who you want to be your significant other
just
and go sniff them, I guess.
Smell random people?
Smell yourself?
It could backfire.
Researchers found that when you smell your partner's dirty clothes, the scent and the hormones will naturally calm your body down and make you feel like you're home and you're safe.
So do you, like, pack it in your back pocket? Like, where are you carrying shirt at all times?
Wear their scarf?
And how dirty are we talking? Like, post-gym dirty or maybe just after the office dirty?
I'm thinking as dirty as possible. Oh, soiled as soiled can be. So I guess, yeah, you should bring your significant other's dirty laundry with you to work just in case your boss gives you another ridiculous deadline to meet. Just pull out those undies from the back of your pocket and sniff right in front of them.
Hey, and you know what? You'll totally look stable.
Yeah.
And like I said, if you don't have a significant other, just fine. We'll start selling our stuff on Craigslist for you to sniff.
Oh, okay.
Everybody down for that?
Yeah, I'm sure there's already a market for it.
Yeah, so. A lot of dirty laundry.
Yeah. I wish we would have been the first ones selling old clothes for people to sniff on Craigslist, but I guarantee we're not.
And honestly, I guarantee we're not. That's very true. And I bet you that's actually a really good business idea.
Yeah.
Maybe we should start doing that, and we'll all make $1 million selling our dirty undies.
Smelloldclothes.com.
Yeah. Quick, buy that website before somebody else gets it. Now that we're talking about it. All right, let's get into the shock collar question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If we get it wrong, we get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Jose is drawing a name out of the hat because he had the shock collar last. And who did you get?
I got Brooke.
Brooke today, okay.
Wore a protective scarf around my neck today and it didn't work.
I saw that's a big scarf.
Got the shock collar while she's putting that on. Jeff, please read Brooke the shock collar question of the day.
Did you know many states have selected an official state sport which represents the local region and its people? For example, Minnesota's official state sport is hockey, Maryland's state sport is lacrosse, and Colorado's is pack burro racing.
Of course it is.
But there's only one American sport that has been officially chosen by more than one state. Three different states have picked it, and none of them are on the West or East Coast. Name the sport.
It's Midwest.
Oh.
My first thought is some sort of rodeo, like barrel racing or bull riding, if we're talking Midwest. Baseball, right? If you build it, they will come.
Right, but
I think baseball's too obvious. Yeah, because it's America's.
And I mean the biggest team is on the East Coast, the Yankees, New York. And
so you don't you don't think that the state can claim baseball as theirs?
I just feel like the other ones are so out there.
Yeah.
That they probably wouldn't claim baseball as their own.
Okay. I'm not against that.
I mean, I think you have to eliminate the big guys. I mean, like you said, Colorado's.
Pack burro racing.
Okay, so it's probably something random.
But Minnesota's is hockey.
Yeah, exactly.
True.
Thank you,
Jeff. You're right.
So I do feel like a lot of cornfields and baseball go together.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm just thinking Middle America because he says it's not East or West Coast, and it's also not going to be a mountain sport because Middle America's pretty flat. So not
about
skiing.
Sausage eating.
It's
not
eating.
Actually a sport.
It could be eating, though.
There's a whole gaming commission for competitive eating, so I think it is considered a sport.
It's got to be something weird, like the pack burro racing. Like, it's got to be random. I like bull riding, but what else could there be?
Read the question one more time.
Did you know many states have selected an official state sport which represents the local region and its people, but there's only one sport that's been chosen by more than one state? Three different states have picked it, and neither of them are on the West Coast or the East Coast. Name the sport.
Do you know what I just thought of?
What's that?
Fishing.
Oh, yeah. They're on TV all the time.
There's lots of different types of fishing. Like, there's the noodling with the arm and the catfish. There's fly fishing. There's
catfishing.
They have the guys with all the lakes up there. I'm sure fishing is huge.
I know. I was also thinking snowmobiling because of, like, the northern, like, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota.
That's not, like, year-round.
Okay, I'm going to go with... Should I go baseball or should I go fishing? I'm going to go...
I say fishing.
Baseball.
Oh! Yeah.
The opposite of Jose's.
That's always smart.
Several U.S. states have chosen official state sports to represent them, but there's only one sport that's been selected by more than one state since it represents a major part of American culture going back to the 1800s.
Uh-oh.
Three separate states... South Dakota, Wyoming, and Texas
rodeo.
Have all selected rodeo as their official state sport.
Why wouldn't I have stuck with my original song?
Yeah, you got it right away and talked yourself out of it.
Instantly.
And you got the question wrong, and somebody wanted to hear the song Stacy's Mom by Fountains of Wayne. Whenever you're ready to sing.
Stacy's mom has got it going on. It's all I want, and I've waited so long. Stacy, can't you see you're not the you're not girl for me? I don't remember that part.
Stacy, can't you see you're just not the girl for me? I know it might be wrong,
but Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has got it going on.
I feel like that's how the fans of that song actually sounded when they sang it in the car. Like,
yeah.
But the band was like, yeah, this song's so hardcore.
Yeah.
All right, your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.
Move at 92.5.